Our Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon. The temporary ceasefire in Gaza has held overnight, paving the way for more hostages and prisoners to be released today. The BBC's Yolande Nell has the details.
We're expecting to see the same kind of choreography that we saw yesterday, where already the Israeli security officials, we understand, have been handed a list of the hostages, women and children, once again, that should be freed by Hamas in a few hours' time. Then, in exchange for every one of those hostages, they will release three Palestinians from Israeli jails, also women and children on the list that has been published in advance.
Israel says it has received the list of the names of the 13 people that are due to be handed over by Hamas today. Palestinians rejoiced in the West Bank yesterday as they welcomed those prisoners released from Israeli jails. The release of the 39 prisoners came just hours after the first group of hostages held by Hamas were released, and Israel is preparing to release another 42 prisoners in the second phase of the hostage deal. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has reportedly been stabbed in prison.
A stabbing took place at a federal prison in Tucson, Arizona, reportedly involving former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who was convicted in the death of George Floyd. The Associated Press and the New York Times cite sources. The Bureau of Prisons says life-saving measures were used on an inmate before taking the person to a hospital, but the inmate's name was not provided.
That's CBS's Jennifer Kuiper. Today is Small Business Saturday. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger says small businesses rely on this annual event to help with their bottom line.
The spending should be higher on Small Business Saturday and or Sunday of the weekend than it is on Black Friday, because so much of Black Friday's business is spent online.
American Express created Small Business Saturday in 2010 to support local stores during the holidays. Be careful about what you put down the drain during the holidays.
As the owner of Olin Plumbing, Derek Olin has been doing this for 52 years.
Our busiest time is right around the holidays.
He says there's never been a Thanksgiving his crews haven't responded to an emergency.
Every year, we go out.
Which is why you have to be plumbing prepared. Olin says a big thing he sees year after year is grease down the drain.
Grease, oils, and ground up foods are going to inhibit the drain.
That's WTSP's Shannon Clough reporting from Tampa. And this is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 32 today, under overcast skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of snow tonight, 24. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford. HuntworthGear.com. And by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg. ProfHearingCare.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, outdoor writer Ron Weber joins us again with another story from his Northwoods Deer Camp. Dan Durbin previews the all-new Wisconsin Ice Fishing Expo coming to Oshkosh December 8 through 11. And outdoor writer Al Cornell talks about his new book, A Year at a Beaver Pond. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best. Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, joining me once again from his home in Wisconsin Rapids, Jeff Kelm. Well, Jeff, opening weekend is well behind us. How did it go with your hunters?
We pulled a couple of deer off of the property in Arpen, and it was a quick action at about 8:15 on opening morning, and that was it. That was two deer we saw, two deer we put down, and that's been it on opening weekend. So, but I'm gonna still hunt through this weekend and muzzleloader and probably antlerless as well, the way things are going for me this deer season. So, haven't got Robert a deer yet either. So we're gonna hopefully get that happen and either this weekend or certainly for the antlerless. Might try. I haven't had him try shooting the muzzleloader before, but so we may wait for antlerless before he can use his 243 again.
Got it. Is he still excited even though he didn't get one opening weekend?
Oh yeah, he's actually the one that saw the deer that I ended up actually shooting on opening day. He was totally excited. It was one of the few times that he was really, like, truly engaged in kind of the whole atmosphere. As he gets older, he's just got a little bit more interest in it. And he sat the blind. He's like, "Dad, you're shaking. Are you sure you're not cold?" I was like, no, it's just the excitement. And a few minutes later, he's like, "Dad, you're still shaking. Are you sure you're not cold?" So I hope I never lose that. And, yep. And it was just neat for him to see all that. So
yep, I know what you're talking about. My friend Lauren Voss says, when I lose that shaking when you shoot one or see one, whether it's a deer or a turkey, he said, then it's time to hang it up. I didn't do much shaking this weekend, this past weekend. Our group got three deer, nothing big. We spooked a couple of bucks or saw a couple of bucks that we didn't get shots at, and that happens, you know. But the key thing for me was, Jeff, I can hear. You know, I've got these new hearing aids, and chipmunks sound like elephants now, so no deer is going to sneak past me. Interesting thing, preliminary harvest totals, opening weekend totals are down from last year, fewer bucks, and overall, I think that's mostly because there's no snow and people can't see them, but that's the way it goes. We'll see how things go this weekend, and we can have a full report on next week's show. Well, coming up, author Al Cornell talks about his new book, A Year at a Beaver Pond. Outdoor writer Ron Weber comes back with another story from his deer camp in Bayfield County. And Dan Durbin previews the all-new Wisconsin Ice Fishing Expo coming to Sunnyview Expo Center in Oshkosh December 8th through 11th. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more, all surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Escanaba, and Houghton. We at Remy Battery Company want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the past 90-plus years and your continued support of our local, family-owned company. Stop in and see the expertise of over 9 decades of battery knowledge and customer service. Let us take care of the batteries for all of your needs, from power tools to sump pumps and ATVs to hunting decoys, even down to the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or waters. Don't forget to ask your sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The all-new Wisconsin Ice Fishing Expo is coming to Sunny View Expo Center in Oshkosh, December 8th through the 10th, and for advance tickets and a sneak peek at the expo, you can visit icefishexpo.com. But joining us now to give us an in-depth look at what this new show entails is Dan Durbin. He and his partner Jeff Bast run the popular Wisconsin Fishing Expo in Madison. I'm sure many of you have been to that, and now they're launching this new expo aimed at ice fishermen. Dan, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Great, great. Thank you so much for having me. We're doing it again. Can you believe that?
Yes, you're launching another. Well, you guys are so successful at everything you do. It's got to be a great show. I'm looking forward to it. I've been looking at your website, icefishexpo.com, which is an easy name to remember. You've got an exciting expo lined up. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we're really excited as well. I mean, one of the reasons we had this show is because we had a ton of vendors at our other show and consumers that were like, Wisconsin needs their own flagship dedicated vertical ice fishing show. When you got Minnesota with 3 or 4 big ones, believe it or not, people will drive all the way out there, you know, from Milwaukee to get there. And it just seemed like a natural fit. We already had a kind of a blueprint on the media and the advertising and stuff, and we're really fired up about it.
Okay, so it's 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and you've got some top seminar speakers. Tell us a little bit about some of those guys.
Yeah, these are just a lot of guides around the area and out of state. Larry Smith, I'm sure you're aware of him.
Oh, yeah.
And Troy Peterson.
Yep.
Tommy Kimos is going to be giving one on not just forward-facing seminar, but 2D as well. And Derek Trampy, Pat Hamilton, and probably the biggest name we have right now is Tom Boley, who's just an absolute social madman in terms of influencers. He's going to be giving 2 seminars on walleye fishing through the ice. He is just the hot ticket right now. He's a really knowledgeable guy.
Well, that's good. He's a new name to me, but then I don't follow all the ice fishing circuit folks. I know a lot of the pros, but, you know, as we, and you're getting there too, as you are in this business for 20, 30, or in my case, almost 50 years, the names change a lot. And some of these young guys, they're really hot guns, you know, in their early 20s or 30s for sure, if they stay with it. So that's great that you got some good speakers, and there's things for families too.
Oh, gosh, there's a whole kid zone that ice junkies are putting on where we'll have our trout pond, of course, but we have an ice hole toss, which is kind of like cornhole. But these bags are labeled, and each one represents a weight.
Okay.
And there's like a mini tournament for them. We'll have six boards going. We have an ice shack setup game where the kids are timed setting up the shacks. See how fast they can get them up. They win a prize. Kids Bingo, which is a really popular event. They'll go to about six different vendors and get their card punched. And at the end of it, they'll get a free Acme spoon and some other goodies. It's probably a $7 or $8 gift bag for the first $2.50 each day. And then, of course, we'll have Santa there on Sunday from 10 to 2, and he'll be giving out prizes as well.
And people don't go to an expo just to eat, but you've got a special treat for folks who are looking for food during the expo, don't you?
Yep, you're not going to find a bunch of Nescals sitting around with hamburgers in their stew. It's we have four food trucks coming, a Euro truck, a gourmet sub truck, and then a conventional brat burger. But they're quarter-pound quality burgers, and then we have a hot and cold coffee truck coming as well.
Nice, and those trucks will be stationed close to the buildings?
Yes, they'll be in between. We have two buildings, and we're actually completely full now with both of them. So over 100 vendors representing about 40,000 square feet. To put that in perspective, if you pull up to a Cabela's, picture that, but with just ice stuff.
Oh.
The whole thing was ice.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
It's big. Amongst those food trucks, we're going to have these, they call them wheelhouses or ice houses. I think we have nine of them set up, and they're probably up to 22, 23 feet long, anywhere from $20,000 to $50,000. They're huge in Minnesota. They're just starting to catch on here because you can use them for ice fishing. They're all dialed in with the holes and stuff, but then you can drop them, you know, in deer camp if you want. Take them out, you know, to any state park. And so they're really a four-season thing, but Wisconsin's behind the game a little bit. We're not Minnesota in terms of those, so those are just going to be awesome to walk through, grab something to eat out there, and, you know, when you're going between the two buildings.
Nice, yeah. My son John and I went up to Lake of the Woods last winter, and we were driving up on a Sunday, and ice houses were coming south and east as we were going north and west. I didn't count them, but there must have been 200 or 300, and every one of them behind, you know, a $50,000-$60,000 truck. And I was telling John, boy, these people have a lot of money to invest in a few weekends of walleye fishing on, you know, Mille Lacs or Lake of the Woods or whatever. But as you say, it's a new thing to Wisconsin folks, and I'm sure there are some people who will want to get in on that fun.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It's huge. And we actually have a company that'll rent them. So you don't have to invest in the whole thing. Take one out, drop her on Bagel, and give it a week. That's an option, too.
Great. And then you've got an ice house village, or ice shelter village, you're calling it?
Yeah, and that's kind of what we're calling that outside area. But inside, we'll also have all the shacks from Clam and Eskimo and the bigger manufacturers and stuff. So we're pretty much, gosh, anything you'd want in a flip-up or hub style, it's going to be there.
And the show hours for folks who are planning ahead?
Yep, the show hours are Friday 1 to 7, Saturday 9 to 7, and Sunday 9 to 4.
And they can buy tickets online or at the door, right?
Yep, it's $10. There's a little server fee if you buy it online. Another thing, too, 12 and under are free, just like our other shows. And at this show, free parking, which is huge. It's almost unheard of these days.
That is huge. And for a guy who's traveling alone, a lot of people carpool to go to one of these things because, you know, it's sometimes $8 or $10 to park, you know, like in Milwaukee now, or Madison.
So you're absolutely right. And, you know, one thing I just want to point out, I mean, this show, it's of course sort of the model that we did with our open water show, in that you can get all the big brands. We have them all there, you know, Rapala, Normark, you know, Ion, Eskimo, all those guys are there, and they bring in a ton of stuff. But we've got a ton of boutique ice tackle shops and just products that you probably have never even heard of that you can't even find in the store. So that's really unique. I mean, and I think people, especially in Wisconsin, they see some of this stuff and just be amazed.
And, you know, I have said this before. I don't know if I've ever said it to you, but I think ice fishermen are among the most inventive of outdoorsmen, because you're sitting out there for a long time and you're thinking, you know, I could do it better than whatever this gizmo or that gadget is, right. You know, and a lot of things have come out of that. That's where the clam ice shelters came from, and the drill augers and all, everything like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of do-it-yourselfers out there for sure, and some of those are the ones that do kind of spawn into the what you see at the show. And you're going to talk to, a lot of times, you're going to talk right to the owner or the person that invented it. So they're going to be able to dial you in and just probably give you an experience that, you know, that we haven't seen here in a while.
Nice. All right. Well, Dan, thanks so much. We hope you have a great turnout, and it's a good weekend. There isn't much of anything else going on that week.
You know what? Actually, we got lucky. There's no Packer game that weekend.
Oh, really?
There is no game that weekend, so there's no excuses. Come on out to the Hardwater stuff. But you know what? We will have a Green Bay Packer there on Sunday in the Wisconsin Outdoor News booth. Bill Schrader will be there. He's a good guy. We just actually went muskie fishing a few weeks ago, and he got a nice 40-incher up in Green Bay, and he does our open water show every couple of years as well.
Yep, I've seen him at those shows, and I read your article. It was a great story. It was good to see him. And folks who want to meet a Packers legend, go to the show, and you'll meet Billy Schrader. All right, Dan, thanks so much. We will send a lot of folks to your show. The Wisconsin Ice Fishing Expo, coming to the Sunnyview Expo Center in Oshkosh, December 8th through 10. Icefishexpo.com.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks so much for your support. I appreciate it.
You bet. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small, and we're coming to you from our respective deer camps this weekend. And joining me now to talk about his deer camp in Bayfield County is Ron Weber. He's a Wisconsin DNR forester. He works out of the Ladysmith office. He's also a freelance outdoor writer. And he was on last week's show, and in case you missed it, we'll tell you where you can listen to that in just a second. He shared a story about some memories from past hunts, and you can listen to that story on last week's show at lake-link.com/radio. You just click on my show and show 1846, and you'll find it there. You can also listen to more of his stories at wisconsinlife.org if you just type in his name, Ron Weber. Well, Ron, welcome back, and thanks for joining us. You are at deer camp, and you typically spend 9 days of gun deer season up there in Bayfield County, don't you?
Yep, I'll be up here on a camp right here on the shores of Lake Namatagan. My last day of hunting will be Saturday. We'll close up the camp and head back on Sunday, but I'll be hunting through Saturday.
Yeah, okay. And we talked a little off-air about fewer hunters this year. We'll get into that in just a little bit. And I'd like to hear how your first weekend went. But before we do that, let's hear your story come opening day, which kind of sets the tone for most of us last weekend, maybe Thursday, Friday, Saturday morning, as, you know, the big day approaches. So why don't you share that with us? And folks who did hunt opening weekend can think back on what it was like for them just a few days ago.
Such a hurry. As I wait for trying to hear something, but there is only deafening silence. As the curtain falls on another opening day, I climb out of my stand with nothing to show for 10.5 hours of sitting, but an empty lunch bag, two great silences, a doe sighted, and the vision of a trophy buck stepping out of the spruce. Like all the opening days before, it had been a great day, a memorable day. Did I say nothing to show for my time in the woods? What more could I have asked for? Did I get my deer? Does it really matter? I'll paraphrase the great Wisconsin conservationist Aldo Leopold to answer that question. What was big was not the rack, but the chance. What was full was not my tag, but my memory. That comes from Leopold's Fan County Almanac, a book every hunter, no, check that, every person should read. It can change one's view of the natural world and your place in it. No, I didn't get my deer, but there is always the next day, the next season. The 12 months between opening days is a necessary interlude to heighten the anticipation for the coming of that one special day each year. It has the power to remind even us adults of the magical feeling of a child awaiting a visit from Santa on Christmas Eve. As the days shorten and the sun's warmth begins to wane, all of nature takes note. Animals are busily packing on weight or stocking their shelves in anticipation of the coming winter. Plants similarly go dormant or die, the green of spring and summer steadily receding, culminating in one final and glorious burst of color before the more steely, stark landscape of November takes hold. Hunters take notice, too, as that special day looms just weeks away. Just when the anticipation becomes almost unbearable, it finally arrives. Come opening day, I will be just where I've always been since I was 13, in the big woods of southern Bayfield County, waiting to write the next chapter in the story. Too excited to sleep very well, I will arise early and get myself ready. Walking in the pre-dawn darkness, vision of what awaits for me will flash through my mind. Settled in with my back against a tree, I will wait patiently and thankfully for whatever gifts the hand of fate offers. If it can't be the buck that lives in the shadowy spruce of my mind, then this once upon a time kid will gladly welcome a visit from Santa instead.
Yeah, well, let's not keep the suspense going too much longer. How was this year's opening day for you?
Well, like in the story, it was a great day, and it was a memorable day, even though I did not see a hair of a deer.
Oh, no.
I didn't. Yeah, it was very slow in the deer department, but it was such a nice opening day to just sit in the woods. The temperatures were perfect. You didn't have to worry about being cold, but not too warm. It was just perfect. It was such a beautiful blue sky. So it was a good day, just uneventful on the deer front.
Yes, it was a different day from last year, a real big shift in the weather. You and I were both hunting Bayfield County last year and this year, and I think last year it was below zero wind chills, some snow on the ground, a lot of snow in some places.
Yeah, we had pretty good snow coming down for about the first 3 or 4 hours in the morning. It was like a blizzard, and then eventually that waned and the snow stopped, and way different than this year.
Yeah. Now, we're recording this midweek. You've been hunting several days. Have you seen deer? Have you shot a deer?
I still have not seen a deer.
Wow.
So I have not shot a deer. I believe so far there's been 42 legal hunting hours, and I've hunted 38 of them on my stand or in the woods. Nothing to show for it yet as far as deer sighted. It's been tough sledding. The deer are winning at this point.
Yeah. Well, and I think you're not alone. Our camp actually killed 3 deer opening weekend. We saw a few more deer, but at any rate, that's what we got in the first weekend. Now, you mentioned hearing sporadic shooting in 2022. What was it like this year?
Last year, the hearing was greatly impacted by the wind and the weather conditions, so any shots you could hear last year would have had to have been reasonably close to you.
Yeah.
This year, you could hear in every direction and hear very well. And for the first couple hours of the season, there was shooting. There was count, I would say, for up north big woods hunting, but it was very short-lived. I actually heard my last shot for the morning at 10 o'clock, and then I never heard another shot until 10 after 4 in the afternoon.
Wow.
It was overall a very quiet opening day, and it's been a very quiet season. Sunday, there was hardly any shooting, and now the last couple days, like I was telling you earlier, you would hardly know there's a deer season going on.
Yeah, you and I remarked that we don't see guys in cars driving around in orange. We don't see deer hanging in camps. I don't even see many camps anymore. I would guess a lot of that is due to the weather. There's no snow, so people can't see them as well.
Yeah, it definitely makes it a different kind of hunt because, exactly, you can't see them as well. With no snow on the ground, generally I'll sit the first day or two almost always from dark to dark. But I really do like to get around and sneak and sit. I'll sneak from one spot to another and maybe sit in an area for an hour or two and sneak over to another area. And yeah, when there's no snow and it's crunchy, the leaves, I tend not to do that as much. So I've been doing a lot more just sitting and not as much walking around.
Yeah.
Now today, with the light rain we had, I was able to actually get out and kind of move around a little bit more and not make much noise, cover a little ground, and do some of that sneak and sit hunting. Nothing yet today, though.
Yeah, I hear you. Did you evoke some memories as you did on past hunts?
Oh, sure. In fact, I was thinking of the first year I actually hunted up here, a memory that happened on the second day that I had hunted up here back in, would have been 1980, was the first year I hunted up here. And this was back when the deer population up here was also fairly modest. There weren't a lot of deer. You had to work pretty hard to see deer, and I remember the first deer I saw in the big woods up here, and it just sort of that came back to me because I was, it's kind of like this year when I hadn't been seeing a lot. It was like the third day, I think, of the season that year. Hadn't seen anything the first 2 days, and I was sitting up in my stand, and it was about 10 after 4 in the evening. You got to remember that I was 13 at the time, and all of a sudden in my view, here comes this deer moving in front of me, and it was almost like I was dreaming, you know. It was just a doe, and it ended up being two more with it. I believe it was a doe and two fawns. I just remember how excited I got when I saw those deer. At first, though, it was almost like it didn't register to me. I had bull hunted by then down in the central part of the state around the Mead Wildlife Area. I had seen deer before and everything. But up here in the big woods, I wasn't expecting to see a whole lot. My brothers had tempered me and told me not to expect to see as many deer as we saw down in the central part of the state. So when I saw those ones, I got pretty excited. So I remember that this year. It's been a sparse season so far. I remember just sitting there that high looking out there, and all of a sudden there they were.
Yeah.
The way deer materialize out of nowhere.
It is amazing. It's just all of a sudden there he is. Where did he come from or where did she come from? Yeah, I've had that experience myself. Well, Ron, we're going to let you go, and I wish you luck for the rest of the season. And we will send folks to the website to listen to your other stories if they want to do that. So thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of your hunt up there.
That sounds great. Thanks a lot, Dan. If you ever get a chance to get out more yet this year, you have good luck too.
Thank you very much. Ron Weber sharing his story come opening day. If you want to hear more of his stories, go to wisconsinlife.org and just type in his name, Ron Weber. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608- 4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
It's the new Wisconsin Ice Fishing Expo, December 8th through 10th, Sunnyview Expo Center, Oshkosh. Deals on ice gear from giant manufacturers and brands not found in stores. Seminars from Larry Smith, Tom Boley, and many more. Kids Zone, Trout Pond, Santa, and free giveaways all 3 days, plus awesome food trucks. The family will love the Wisconsin Ice Fishing Expo. Kids 12 and under are free and free parking. Go to icefishexpo.com for info. Sponsored by Wisconsin Outdoor News, Ion, Eskimo Ice Team, Acme, and WIFA.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. Huntworthgear.com. That's Huntworthgear.com.
Florence County Forestry and Parks is happy to announce their new online registration system for access to our Lake Emily and West Bass Lake campgrounds, pavilions, boat launch yearly passes, and information on the Kai's Peak Ski Lodge. FlorenceCountyParks.com is the site. It is currently live for you to see how it functions, and you can set up your account sign-in for when you're ready to reserve sites starting on January 1st, 2024. So check out FlorenceCountyParks.com and get ready for 2024.
Have more success on the ice with the LiveScope Plus Ice Fishing Bundle LI from Garmin. Drill fewer holes, catch more fish. This portable live sonar bundle comes with the LiveScope Plus system, EchoMap UHD 93SV display, and a lithium battery. All packaged in a case, making hole hopping a breeze. LiveScope Plus helps you find more fish with improved resolution, reduced noise, clearer images, and better target separation. Fill your freezer with fillets with help from Garmin. Visit Garmin.com or shop your local Garmin dealer today.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
While there are many unexpected factors that can affect the next growing season, farmers have grown to expect the expected with Rank Seed. Our consistent top-end yields come from strict quality control, trusted technology, and local dealers invested in your success. Rank Seed has been a family-owned and operated business since 1846. More than 175 years later, we still have the highest performing genetics on the market in all environments. Expect the expected with Rank Seed.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The deep three.
Deep three right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Takes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, drawing kick, right corner three. Got it again.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. Decent. Excellent. On a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The all-new Wisconsin Ice Fishing Expo is coming to Sunny View Expo Center in Oshkosh, December 8th through the 10th, and for advance tickets and a sneak peek at the expo, you can visit icefishexpo.com. But joining us now to give us an in-depth look at what this new show entails is Dan Durbin. He and his partner Jeff Bast run the popular Wisconsin Fishing Expo in Madison. I'm sure many of you have been to that, and now they're launching this new expo aimed at ice fishermen. Dan, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Great, great. Thank you so much for having me. We're doing it again. Can you believe that?
Yes, you're launching another. Well, you guys are so successful at everything you do. It's got to be a great show. I'm looking forward to it. I've been looking at your website, icefishexpo.com, which is an easy name to remember. You've got an exciting expo lined up. Tell us about it.
One of the reasons we had this show is because we had a ton of vendors at our other show and consumers that were like, Wisconsin needs their own flagship dedicated vertical ice fishing show. When you got Minnesota with three or four big ones, believe it or not, people will drive all the way out there, you know, from Milwaukee to get there. And it just seemed like a natural fit. We already had a kind of a blueprint on the media and the advertising and stuff, and we're really fired up about it.
Okay, so it's 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And you've got some top seminar speakers. Tell us a little bit about some of those guys.
Yeah, these are just a lot of guides around the area and out of state. Larry Smith, I'm sure you're aware of him.
Oh, yeah.
And Troy Peterson.
Yep.
Tommy Kimos is going to be giving one on not just forward-facing seminar, but 2D as well. And Barry Trampy, Pat Hamilton, and probably the biggest name we have right now is Tom Boley, who's just an absolute social madman in terms of influencers. He's going to be given two seminars on walleye fishing through the ice. He is just the hot ticket right now. He's a really knowledgeable guy.
Well, that's good. He's a new name to me, but then I don't follow all the ice fishing circuit folks. I know a lot of the pros, but, you know, as we, and you're getting there too, as you are in this business for 20, 30, or in my case, almost 50 years, the names change a lot. And some of these young guys, they're really hot guns, you know, in their early 20s or 30s for sure, if they stay with it. So that's great that you got some good speakers. And there's things for families too.
Oh, gosh, there's a whole kid zone that ice junkies are putting on where we'll have our trout pond, of course, but we have an ice hole toss, which is kind of like cornhole. But these bags are labeled, and each one represents a weight.
Okay.
And there's like a mini tournament for them. We'll have six boards going. We have an ice shack setup game where the kids are timed setting up the shacks. See how fast they can get them up. They win a prize. Kids Bingo, which is a really popular event. They'll go to about six different vendors and get their card punched. And at the end of it, they'll get a free Acme spoon and some other goodies. It's probably a $7 or $8 gift bag for the first $2.50 each day. And then, of course, we'll have Santa there on Sunday from 10 to 2, and he'll be giving out prizes as well.
And people don't go to an expo just to eat, but you've got a special treat for folks who are looking for food during the expo, don't you?
Yep, you're not going to find a bunch of Neskos sitting around with hamburgers in their stew. It's we have four food trucks coming, a Euro truck, a gourmet sub truck, and then a conventional brat burger, but they're quarter pound quality burgers, and then we have a hot and cold coffee truck coming as well.
Nice, and those trucks will be stationed close to the buildings?
Yes, they'll be in between. We have two buildings, and we're actually completely full now with both of them. So over 100 vendors representing about 40,000 square feet. To put that in perspective, if you pull up to a Cabela's, picture that, but with just ice stuff.
Oh.
The whole thing was ice.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
It's big. Amongst those food trucks, we're going to have these, they call them wheelhouses or ice houses. I think we have nine of them set up, and they're probably up to 22, 23 feet long, anywhere from $20,000 to $50,000. They're huge in Minnesota. They're just starting to catch on here because you can use them for ice fishing. They're all dialed in with the holes and stuff, but then you can drop them, you know, in deer camp if you want.
Or yeah.
Take them out, you know, to any state park. And so they're really a four-season thing, but Wisconsin's behind the game a little bit. We're not Minnesota in terms of those, so those are just going to be awesome to walk through, grab something to eat out there, you know, when you're going between the two buildings.
Nice, yeah. My son John and I went up to Lake of the Woods last winter, and we were driving up on a Sunday, and ice houses were coming south and east as we were going north and west. I didn't count them, but there must have been 200 or 300, and every one of them behind, you know, a $50,000-$60,000 truck. And I was telling John, boy, these people have a lot of money to invest in a few weekends of walleye fishing on, you know, Mille Lacs or Lake of the Woods or whatever. But as you say, it's a new thing to Wisconsin folks, and I'm sure there are some people who want to get in on that fun.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It's huge. And we actually have a company that'll rent them. So you don't have to invest in the whole thing. Take one out, drop her on Bagel, and give it a week. That's an option, too.
Great. And then you've got an ice house village, or ice shelter village, you're calling it?
Yeah, and that's kind of what we're calling that outside area. But inside, we'll also have all the shacks from Clam and Eskimo and the bigger manufacturers and stuff. So we're pretty much, gosh, anything you'd want in a flip-up or hub style, it's going to be there.
And the show hours for folks who are planning ahead?
Yep, the show hours are Friday 1 to 7, Saturday 9 to 7, and Sunday 9 to 4.
And they can buy tickets online or at the door, right?
Yep, it's $10. There's a little server seat if you buy it online. Another thing, too, 12 and under are free, just like our other shows. And at this show, free parking, which is huge. It's almost unheard of these days.
That is huge. And for a guy who's traveling alone, a lot of people carpool to go to one of these things because, you know, it's sometimes $8 or $10 to park, you know, like in Milwaukee now or Madison.
So you're absolutely right. And, you know, one thing I just want to point out, I mean, this show, it's sort of the model that we did with our open water show in that you can get all the big brands. We have them all there. You know, Rapala, Normark, you know, Ion, Eskimo, all those guys are there, and they bring in a ton of stuff, but we've got a ton of boutique ice tackle shops and just products that you probably have never even heard of that you can't even find in the store. So that's really unique. I mean, and I think people, especially in Wisconsin, they see some of this stuff and just be amazed.
And, you know, I have said this before, I don't know if I've ever said it to you, but I think ice fishermen are among the most inventive of outdoorsmen because you're sitting out there for a long time and you're thinking, you know, I could do it better than whatever this gizmo or that gadget is,
right.
You know, and a lot of things have come out of that. That's where the clam ice shelters came from and the drill augers and all, everything like that.
Yeah. there's a lot of do-it-yourselfers out there for sure, and some of those are the ones that do kind of spawn into the what you see at the show. And you're going to talk to, a lot of times you're going to talk right to the owner or the person that had vended it, so they're going to be able to dial you in, and just probably give you an experience that, you know, that we haven't seen here in a while.
Nice. All right. Well, Dan, thanks so much. We hope you have a great turnout, and it's a good weekend. There isn't much of anything else going on that weekend.
You know what? Actually, we got lucky. There's no Packer game that weekend.
Oh, really?
There is no game that weekend, so there's no excuses. Come on out to the Hardwater stuff. But you know what? We will have a Green Bay Packer there on Sunday in the Wisconsin Outdoor News booth. Bill Schrader will be there. He's a good guy. We just actually went muskie fishing a few weeks ago, and he got a nice 40-incher up in Green Bay, and he does our open water show every couple of years as well.
Yep, I've seen him at those shows, and I read your article. It was a great story. It was good to see him. And folks who want to meet a Packers legend, go to the show, and you'll meet Billy Schrader. All right, Dan, thanks so much. We will send a lot of folks to your show. The Wisconsin Ice Fishing Expo, coming to the Sunnyview Expo Center in Oshkosh, December 8th through 10. Icefishexpo.com.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks so much for your support. I appreciate it.
You bet. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Florence County Forestry and Parks is happy to announce their new online registration system for access to our Lake Emily and West Bass Lake campgrounds, pavilions, boat launch yearly passes, and information on the Kai's Peak Ski Lodge. FlorenceCountyParks.com is the site. It is currently live for you to see how it functions, and you can set up your account sign-in for when you're ready to reserve sites starting on January 1st, 2024. So check out FlorenceCountyParks.com and get ready for 2024.
Have more success on the ice with the LiveScope Plus Ice Fishing Bundle LI from Garmin. Drill fewer holes, catch more fish. This portable live sonar bundle comes with the LiveScope Plus system, EchoMap UHD 93SV display, and a lithium battery, all packaged in a case, making hole hopping a breeze. LiveScope Plus helps you find more fish with improved resolution, reduced noise, clearer images, and better target separation. Fill your freezer with fillets with help from Garmin. Visit Garmin.com or shop your local Garmin dealer today.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
It's the new Wisconsin Ice Fishing Expo, December 8th through 10th, Sunnyview Expo Center, Oshkosh. Deals on ice gear from giant manufacturers and brands not found in stores. Seminars from Larry Smith, Tom Boley, and many more. Kids Zone, Trout Pond, Santa, and free giveaways all 3 days, plus awesome food trucks. The family will love the Wisconsin Ice Fishing Expo. Kids 12 and under are free, and free parking. Go to icefishexpo.com for info. Sponsored by Wisconsin Outdoor News, Ion, Eskimo Ice Team, Acme, and Wi-Fi.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more, all surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. They have winterizing supplies in stock, and if you want, they can even do it for you. Check out their website for details. We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford, huntworthgear.com, and by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, PROFHearingCare.com.
Well, my boat is now listed on the Cedar Lake Sales website. It's a great deal on a lightly used Crestliner 1750 Fishhawk. And in fact, if you buy it, I'll even autograph it for you if you want it, and I'll go fishing with you too. We've never done that, Jeff, but what the heck, if somebody is crazy enough to buy that boat and say, hey, yeah, come on, Dan, let's go fishing. I'll do it. What the heck?
Have you autographed one before, though?
No, I haven't. I just...
Oh, okay. Like,
who
okay.
wants an autographed boat? I don't...
I know Joe Booker. Joe Booker's done that before. I know he has, because a friend of mine had one that's autographed.
Really? Well, I've had my name on the boat or on the motor in the past, but now they just put their logo and the numbers on it, and that's all there is. So anyway, it's out there, folks, if you want it. Our TV show, Outdoor Wisconsin, may not be airing where you live, but you can watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org, and this year's Deer Hunt Wisconsin show and shows from recent years are all archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel.
And if you want to hear this radio show, or maybe this is your usual listening time and it's, you know, you want to listen later on, or you're finding yourself in the woods, you can download the show online at lake-link.com. Go to the Outdoor Radio page, or you can check us out at outdoornews.com/podcasts. You can find Dan on social media at Dan Small Outdoors. Find me at Hardwater Jeff.
And the DNR will hold a public meeting on Lake Superior fisheries at 6 p.m. next Wednesday, the 29th, in the Vaughan Public Library in Ashland. Details on the DNR website. Keywords, of course, Lake Superior. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. You can hear more of his tunes and look for updates on his performances at warrennelson.com. And Jeff, I did catch their show last weekend in Ashland. Surprised the heck out of Warren, but it was great to see him. Those guys are as good as ever. And they actually sang the Outdoor Wisconsin theme song along with some Lake Superior song. Yeah, it was cool. It's like old home week there. Well, good luck for the rest of the season,
yeah,
Jeff,
too.
And we will catch up with you again next week. Thank you. Folks, you get outside this weekend. We hope all the deer hunters have a safe and successful season, and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
It's also worth mentioning that Google has basically become a monopoly of the search engines.
We've never seen this before, where a company is just kind of like owning it. And like, yeah, we are, but what are you going to do?
That's no defense, by the way.
No.
You got nothing then.
What are they paying their attorneys? Hey, Google, search engine, how to find a good attorney.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.